On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It is time for Chit Chat with me, Ron, and Alicia Carey. That's her, and she's sitting in a coffee shop in Manhattan. Is it mid-Manhattan, lower Manhattan, upper Manhattan? Where are you?
I'm in the mid-Manhattan.
The mid-Manhattan. Wonderful. Excellent. The best place of Manhattan.
The best place.
It is. East side, west side? Which one?
I'm on the west side.
Good for you. Are you near the Museum of Natural History?
No, I'm not. That's uptown.
So okay,
that would be,
I'm sorry.
No problem.
I got it wrong. Are you near Radio City Music Hall?
Not at this juncture, but in the vicinity.
Okay.
I mean, a walkable vicinity. You're in the better. Yes.
Okay.
So Midtown is around. You know, keep it around the between from the 30s.
Yes.
To the I'd say low 60s.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. And uptown is like 70s and up 70
okay.
to about 125. Then you're in Harlem.
Well, I mean, this is an education for people, so I'm glad I'm glad we went through this because I don't want anybody to get that wrong. Okay.
Don't ever.
All right, fine. Today we're going to talk about something rather interesting. I guess you would subtitle it conundrums. Which is easy to say, but hard to spell. And when a woman or a man actually says to their partner, their mate, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their husband, their wife, "Do I look fat in this?" Or to be more specific, "Do I look fat?" I don't know how to answer that. It's like the chicken or the egg. I don't know the answer. There's just no answer to that.
Well, I'll tell you my story because this actually, we decided that this is what we'll talk about today, I actually remembered my story. I was dating a gentleman, a man, I guess.
We'll say that.
Yeah, we'll call him a man.
Okay.
I don't know a gentleman
know.
Next
know.
To his name. But anyways, I was in a store and we were on our way to a pool party. Now, I did not want to wear in my old suit to pool parties, like going to, you know, I wanted a, you know, new
nice,
bathing
yeah,
suit.
Look good.
And anyways, I went in, I took about 5 or 10 bathing suits with me, and I had him be my guinea pig.
Uh-huh.
And the one that I liked a lot, it was a little snug. It was just kind of stuff was, you know, pouring out. And I was thinking to myself, And I asked him that question because I asked the salesperson if she can give me another size, a size up. No woman wants a size up.
Yes.
So I sized up, and on the way, as she left, I turned to him and I said, "Do you think I look, you know, fat in this?" And he said to me,
Yes,
you do. Now, let me explain something to you. That was then, by the way, and I was a different person there. I'm not just talking size, but I'm just talking how I think and how I operate and who I am. I was devastated. So devastated that I did not buy anything. I wore, like, you know, just this, I just kept my sundress on, you know?
Yes.
And I stayed out of the pool.
And
I was not thrilled with him, but his explanation is that you asked me a direct question. I'm going to give you a direct answer. That's the kind of guy I am. And I need to kind of suck it up. But it did take wind out of my sails. Now 2019, long since not dating that gentleman, person, man, whatever we want to call him. And but I agree. His delivery was nastier than it need to be. I still will never agree with that, but I do agree with that honesty. So I'm gonna say that the honest part is the best part. I'm gonna say your delivery, like my mother and my grandmother would say, it's gonna be honey or vinegar, you know, how you deliver it. He could have just been a little bit like, "Honey, you know, I know this might you know, you probably know this, but, you know, yeah, you have put on a little bit of weight, but, you know, you still look good or whatever he could have just
see,
sort
the
pro- of
the problem with. Is the problem is that you didn't ask him, have I put on more weight? You asked him if that thing looked good on you.
And he said, yes, yeah, you put on weight. You, no, he said, no, sorry.
Right. I mean, well, yeah, do I look fat in this? Right.
No, you got fat.
I think it's a 50-50. I think that if you ask that question, then you're going to get a response that you may not like. There are other ways to, I would say, is this bathing suit flattering on me? And I would have said, not as flattering as other bathing suits that you have. And I think that would have been avoided. I don't think honesty is the best policy right there. I think shut up is the best policy.
Really? Yeah. Well, for a guy, you probably live longer.
Because you get fed better. Yeah. You don't understand the ramifications.
Maybe a little bit more love. Yeah, more loving. Maybe you guys got a little bit more loving. But I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to also say not just fat, but when somebody doesn't look right in an occasion, I know it's for a guy it's difficult. But for me, as a woman, I'm going to say, for me, I would appreciate honesty. But because it does provide guidance. By the way, when somebody's asking you that question, they already know the answer.
That's correct.
No woman or no man. Do I look good in this dress? If I knew I rocked the dress,
you wouldn't.
I don't need your backup.
Correct.
But I'm asking you to buy off on something that I'm not sure about.
Right.
And I think that's when the onus is on. Listen, that's my multi-dollar word today.
Yeah.
That's when the onus is on the other person to be truthful.
Yeah.
And not brutal. There's a difference. Truthful versus brutal. That person was brutal.
Oh, that you know, you just coined a new word, which I love. Trudel.
Trudel.
It's true.
I did say Trudel.
Yeah, that's Trudel. That's it. I'm saying the truth, and it's brutal. Wow.
And it was. I would say go over truth. I would just say truth is when somebody is really insecure. They're in a shaky ground, and they need you could do two things. You can help them, or you can hinder them. Putting blinders on or rose-colored glasses on somebody is not, and you might say, you're right, you might say less flattering, you know, it's you might have to go another size. If you said to me, you know what, I'm going to be honest, you might need to go into another size in that, honey.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's, I would have been like, oh, that's for me saying, you know, okay, he's right, I got to size up,
I just think there are nicer ways of telling the truth than what this slime bucket said. So,
but you need if somebody's asking you that question, whether it's for clothes or advice about anything, once they say, what do you think? The onus is on you to be truthful in a nice way.
Well, in a nice way. Or it depends on the relationship. Sometimes depends on where you are.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, are we going to go out to dinner and have sex later? You look wonderful.
It depends.
But for the most part, I agree with you. Truth is the way to answer that question, but not directly. Not with the one word yes or no answer.
For the guys to a woman is tricky. Guys, I don't know if guys ask each other that question, but women.
No, they don't.
Women ask each other that question. And let me tell you something. A lot of women they do themselves know. Like, I know for a fact that I knew somebody that asked somebody before going out to an event, do I look good in this? And she tried to spare. Women on women, we ask each other that question all the time. Like, that's a phone call question. Sometimes now, obviously, with FaceTime or anything, we can just take a photo of ourselves and send it. It's brutal.
Women can be very brutal. Women can far more brutal than men can be in their cattiness and psychological games. Yes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and this is a whole nother subject again, I think men and women are the same internally. If a man said to a woman, do I look fat in this? Or if she even volunteered that information, you know, you look a little, that's too snug on you. You look a little too fat in that. The man would go, okay. but that would hurt him. He wouldn't tell you it hurt him, but he'd carry that for like days and days. He really would.
Because we're all
human in that way. It's just that men aren't programmed to react in that sense or to be that sensitive to even bring that subject up.
Well, I'm glad you said that, and maybe we'll talk about it another time, but yes, you're right. There's somebody that in my past, I said something. It wasn't necessarily brutal, but it was honest.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, many months later, I was told that this person was upset, but I didn't know that it affected that person, him like that.
Because men are trained not to show that. Don't let the other person know that you're hurt.
You're right.
Is that my child or is that your child?
No, it is my child.
I
just gave birth while we were on the phone. Do I look fat over the phone?
You were just with child, that's all. I got to tell you a funny story, and it was the worst day of my life at that time.
Go ahead.
I was actually speaking to a lady who looked a little rotund, and I said to her, "When are you
calorically challenged?" Yeah.
Yes. And we were talking, and I said, "When are you expecting?" And she says, "I'm not expecting." And I didn't say anything else, but she got it. She got it, and I felt horrible. So I made a wrong call there. But men don't give birth, so that's pretty direct. You know, if you say to a man, you know, when are you expecting, you don't say that because that's not the case. All right. This has been fun. It's been interesting. I'll tell you that.
Well, you know how we roll.
Yes, I do. Have you had your tea yet? You haven't had your tea, have you?
I haven't had my tea, and because we started at a newer time today.
Yes, different time.
I may not have my tea until later.
Oh, no.
No, but you know what? Like we talked about like a couple of weeks ago. Excuse me. It only seems like days
talking to you because
sometimes. You're just so wonderful.
Stop.
It's good to break up. It's good to break up the routine. So, maybe I'll have a juice and sachet back home, and then after I sachet, then do some stuff and then hit the road. But yeah, I might break up the day today. I might have my tea a little later.
Well, then I guess you're welcome.
it's
my fault. It's my fault.
No.
And you're welcome. Okay. Hey, it's great to talk to you. As always, can't wait for the next time. She's Alicia Carey, and this is Chit Chat. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.